With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Senators have reached a deal to end the government shutdown. Bernie Bennett has this report.
The agreement, which was negotiated in part by GOP senators as well as Democrats Angus King, Gene Shaheen, and Maggie Hassan, has more than enough members of the Senate Democratic Caucus to advance, according to two people granted anonymity to discuss the terms. The Senate is poised to vote later Sunday night to advance the House past stopgap, which will later become the vehicle for a larger funding deal. As part of the agreement, Senate Majority Leader John Thune is promising Democrats a vote in December to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies that are due to expire at the end of the year. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Ukrainian strikes have disrupted power and heating in two major Russian cities near the Ukrainian border.
Ukrainian authorities say a Russian drone slammed into an apartment building in Dnipro, where many inside were sleeping, killing at least four people and wounding 12 others, including children. Russia fired more than 400 drones, including ballistic missiles, of which Ukraine intercepted a majority, but still 25 locations were struck. In response, Ukrainian strikes have disrupted power to some Russian cities near the border, according to Russian officials. The two countries continue to trade assaults on energy targets, while U.S.-led diplomatic efforts to end the war are not advancing. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
NBA officials have been meeting with congressional staffers at nation's capital to address its latest gambling scandal.
This comes after federal indictments of Miami guard Terry Rozier, Portland coach Chauncey Billups, and others last month. The meeting did not include NBA Commissioner Adam Silver or sitting members of Congress. Senators Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell have requested information on the NBA's gambling policies and why Rozier was cleared to play after sportsbooks flagged betting patterns in a March 2023 game. Rozier was accused of conspiring to help associates win bets. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
This is SRN News. Virginia's Episcopalians are failing on reparations.
4 years ago, leaders of the denomination in the state set up a task force. They vowed to raise $10 million to give to the descendants of slaves and Native Americans. But according to Religion News Service, there is no evidence that even $1 has been raised or dispensed, and the presiding bishop has actually fired the task force. Meanwhile, the Episcopal Church USA has been hemorrhaging congregations and cash for years since embracing the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City's Jewish community, the largest in the U.S., is abounding with anxiety now that the city has its first Muslim mayor. Zohran Mamdani won over many liberal Jewish voters with vows to make the city more affordable and equitable, but he has alarmed many others in the state with harsh criticism of Israel, including assertions that its military campaign in Gaza amounts to genocide. This is SRN News. A jail sentence of appropriate duration has been handed down for a 007 wannabe.
A British man who had aspirations of being James Bond has been jailed for 7 years for trying to spy for what he believed to be Russian intelligence service agents. Howard Phillips, who's 65, was found guilty in July for attempting to pass information about former Defence Secretary Grant Shapps to two men he believed were Russian agents. However, the agents were undercover British intelligence agents. Justice Bobby Chima-Grubb told Phillips at his sentencing hearing at Winchester Crown Court that he was prepared to betray his country for money. The judge added that Phillips had a personality with narcissistic tendencies and an overblown sense of his own importance. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Crews are busy putting up scaffolding around the famous Rockefeller Christmas tree. The 75-foot Norway spruce arrived at Rockefeller Plaza yesterday morning. More details at srnnews.com.